Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, new figures show how demand for homeless services in Dublin is continuing to rise substantially. However, a leading organisation that works with rough sleepers and those overcoming addiction fears fears a new state-of-the-art treatment facility may not be able to open fully due to a lack of funds. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here and will talk to us about these figures. Barry, what do you have?
Yeah, the Dublin Simon community released its annual impact report this afternoon. It showed how over 6,000 people were supported by its services in 2023, and this was an 11% increase in the number of people who needed help last year compared to the year before. And remember too, this evening there are over 10,000 men, women and children currently without a home in the capital. Now, Dublin Simon Community, the charity, it offers outreach services to rough sleepers, addiction treatment and recovery services, emergency accommodation, and also helps people to get set up in a house once again. And among those to receive help from Dublin Simon over the past year was Christina. She was on the streets of Dublin when she sought help 19 months ago, but now things are looking up.
I was homeless and I was in active addiction. I couldn't really see a way out of it and at the same time live in hostels or live on the street, which is what I was doing. So I knew I needed help, like, to overcome the issues I was having and a safe environment to do it as well. And Simon were the only people who were kind of providing that.
What was it like 19 months ago on the streets and in hostels?
Look, it was brutal. If you're in active addiction, it's a nightmare. Like, either I get help or, like, I'd be better off if I was dead. That's just the way I was feeling at the time. You know, I was living in a hostel. The nights I wasn't there, I was staying in doorways. It was rough, like, you know, it was terrible. I mean, it's survival, like, you're in survival mode. I know people who've gotten, like, complex PTSD from just being homeless. Like, it's a traumatic event. Once you've been in a homeless situation for a long time, everybody becomes a threat in your mind. It's not necessarily the reality, but everybody in your mind could be a possible threat. It's like it's living in survival mode, a fearful kind of life.
How difficult is it to try and get out of addiction when you're in a hostile environment as well?
You know, it's impossible to actually get out of addiction whilst you're living in circumstances where the person who's sleeping across from you in a room could be engaged in addictive behaviours. And then when you're outside, you know, you're not getting away from the outside either. Like, what most addicts require is to be taken out of the environment that they're in, and then they can begin the process of recovery. And Simon Detox was so good because, you know, you don't have to be well walking in there. You get well while you're there. They help you to get clean while you're there.
What was it like walking through that door, and how has that journey been over the past 19 months?
Well, sure. Look here, I was terrified when I was walking in. I thought, what am I going to do if I'm not drinking? Because my whole identity was wrapped up in alcohol and in substances. You know, I didn't understand the concept of filling your life with other things. But when I was in Simon Detox, you know, whilst I was there, after I finished my medical detox, after they supported me with that, they introduced me to, like, people like client development. And client development help you with reintegration into the community. You know, there's no point in taking somebody off substances and then they don't have any other life. They're just sober, but they're not doing anything.
You can see that other life now, can you?
Yeah, I've completed a year in college. I'm in the middle of doing a social care course in college. And then I'll be qualified by the end of this year. You know, things are great now. I've got a very stable roof over my head, thanks to the Simon as well. Like, life is actually great.
Ireland is a wealthy country, we're told, but we're seeing record levels of homelessness for some time now. Speaking from your own experience, what's your message to those in power this evening?
Homelessness doesn't pay anybody. It doesn't benefit a society if people in it are broke. You know, there's 4,000 and something of homeless children in this country, and they need to be assisted. It makes me sad to think that with all the money in this country, that there is such a big homeless community here.
And that's Dublin's Simon service user, Christina, there, and we wish her well with her future studies. What else, Barry, is the charity saying about the last year?
It made home a reality for 1,687 people in 2023, but still unprecedented levels of homelessness, unprecedented demand for services. Here's Catherine Kenny, the CEO of Dublin Simon.
So we had a demand for growth by 11% 2023, 13% increase in our emergency accommodation, but a 34% increase across our rough sleeper team. That's very reflective of the challenges we're facing with regards to the increasing number of homelessness.
The Department of Housing, if it were here, the Minister may point to initiatives such as the Secure Tenancy Affordable Rental Investment Scheme and other initiatives put in place over the last year or so to combat homelessness. But yet you're saying this afternoon that the levels of homelessness are still at an unprecedented level in the capital. How is that the case?
How it's still increasing is there's still more people coming into homelessness than are leaving homelessness. So I commend the efforts being made. It's just not meeting the demand, certainly not meeting the increasing demand. We need far more units of accommodation than is targeted on an annual basis. We need a very clear systemic response from government over a longevity and not just a once-off, this is a great initiative. A lot of those initiatives take time to bed in. We did see the impact of some of them in 2023, but we need to keep momentum and energy, and we need to fund and resource those initiatives, because whilst they are in place, they're just not delivering to the numbers that are required.
It's Catherine Kenny, CEO of Dublin Simon. Barry, what's this new state-of-the-art treatment facility, and why are there doubts over how it'll operate?
It's the Ushers Island facility on Dublin's Quay, and it's expected it could serve up to 1,200 to 1,400 adults annually, offering detox, recovery and comprehensive health services, as well as accommodation. It has 100 beds at present. However, it only has funding at the moment to open or operate 51 of those 100 beds. And the charity is urgently calling for extra funding, or second phase of funding, to open the remaining beds. But it is a worry for those working with those at the coalface, including Naomi Nicholson. She has 26 years experience in this sphere, and she's Director of Clinical Governance and Therapeutic Services at Dublin Simon.
So the trends over the last 12 months have been people are using multiple substances, so they're very complex in nature. We're seeing an increase in use of crack cocaine. We're seeing an increase of nitrazines being used. So the substances that people are using are multiple. So having a service that can support people to reduce their use and reduce the harm is part and parcel of the services that we need to be developed within the Dublin area.
And what is the impact of crack cocaine in particular, because it has become particularly prevalent around the capital since the COVID pandemic especially?
It has. That's impacting hugely on people's health. So obviously, not only from an addiction perspective, but from a health perspective. So I'm seeing an awful lot of people with respiratory difficulties coming through our services and needing lots more healthcare input than they ordinarily would have done.
That's Naomi Nicholson there. What of the budget in a few weeks, Barry? What are the options available to government to tackle this never-ending crisis, it seems?
Yes, Dublin Simon calling for a 30% increase in funding for homelessness services, which it says would just address existing shortfalls and hope to meet projected extra demand. But of course, that €13 billion windfall from the Apple case, and all eyes on that budget in early October, the Simon community, one of many urging for a prioritisation of homelessness funding on the return to Dáil Éireann this week.
Good stuff. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.